Amen. It was a whole lot of things that were going on that made the flood come. And there are a whole lot of things that's going to be coming on before the fire comes. And so what we began to find out here is that Jude said, pointed out that Jude chapter 1, the book next to the book of the Revelation, said that certain men had crept in unnoticed who long ago were marked out for this condemnation. Amen. Ungodly men who turned the grace of God, notice this, the grace of our God into lewdness and denied the only God of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Notice also, turned the grace of God into lewdness. Now, it's going to get kind of rough in here, so just we may have to get a benediction and come back and start this over. But, amen. Jude chapter 1, verse 4, another version says it this way. Some people have secretly entered your group long ago. This is what he's saying to the church then in the book of Jude. Some people have secretly entered your church, your group. Long ago, the prophets wrote about these people who were to be judged guilty. They are against God, and they have changed the grace of our God into a reason for sexual sins. I didn't write this book. They also refuse to accept Jesus Christ, our only master and Lord. Amen. They also refuse to accept. And then it goes on to say in chapter 14 of Jude, because Jude is only one chapter, in verse 14 it says, now Enoch, can everybody say Enoch?
Enoch.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you say it one more time?
Enoch.
Enoch is way over here next to the book of the Revelation. They still talking about Enoch. What you got to say, Enoch? Well, he said, what Jude got to say about Enoch? Jude, the half-brother of Jesus, says, now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men, also saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints. Amen. What is he coming for? To execute judgment on all. To convict all who are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Jude said that Enoch saw the second coming of Jesus Christ way back in the book of Genesis. Here's a man way back in Genesis chapter 5 being written about in next to the last book of the Bible. And it says that Enoch was a prophet. It said he prophesied about the second coming of Christ. He had seen it long ago that God was coming to execute judgment on all those who spoke against him. Some of the names he mentioned. Verse 7, Sodom and Gomorrah is mentioned. Verse 11, Cain is mentioned about Cain's way to getting salvation. Remember, we talked about Cain. Balaam is mentioned. Amen. Trying to offer services and bring curses upon God's people for money. Korah is mentioned. Amen. Those who was rejecting authority, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, they will be walking in error. Amen. And this was a period of false religion and apostasy where people had begun to use the message of grace, notice this, as a license to sin. You can't use the message of grace as a license to sin. And they are devoted to pleasing self. They are devoted to pleasing self. and they fulfill their own fleshly desires. They serve God their own way. They reject authority. And he says that Enoch saw it a long time ago. What they were doing is walking in darkness. 1 John 1:6 says, if we say that we have fellowship with the Father and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Amen. If we say we have fellowship with the Father and we walk in darkness, we're lying. We are not practicing the truth. Another version says it this way. So if we have fellowship with God, but we continue living in darkness, we are liars and do not follow the truth. Another version says it this way. If then we say that we have fellowship with him, yet at the same time live in darkness, we are lying both in our words and in our actions. Amen. You may have came to shout on this dark Sunday morning, this cold, rainy Sunday morning, but you can get your shout on. Because anything that God says for me makes me want to shout. Because I know he's so good. What is this talking about? Amen. As you move from the fact that he was a father and that he saw the future, and the same thing can be applied today as it was way back then, before the flood came, and over in the New Testament, before the fire comes, the same things are taking place. So you move from the Father, we move, amen, from the future to the fact that the foundation that Enoch had. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God. Amen. He walked with God. Understand the situation. Why did he walk with God? Because he had a good foundation. Amen. Amen. This lets us know how depraved the sinful nature is. Had conditioned the times. Amen. They were swimming in a cesspool of sin. They had let their hair down. They were unaccountable, and ungodliness was running amok. They were letting it all hang out. Anger broke out. Amen. A murder, lying. We know that the devil lied in the garden. We know that Cain got angry with his brother. All of this comes out of the depraved nature. Lying, anger, murder. And what did he do? He killed his brother out there in the field. Deceit, trying to cover stuff up. Where is your brother? Am I my brother keeper? Yes, you are your brother's keeper. We are responsible for each other's welfare, well-being. As a child of God, we are responsible for the spiritual health of our brothers and sisters in Christ. They should not walk around feeling down or low down and depressed. And you know about it. We have a responsibility to go to them and to encourage them and to build them up, but yet at the same time, tell them the truth. We got to love. They were unaccountable. Amen. Amen. They were unaccountable. Violence. There was sensuality. There was seduction. We began to see in the next chapter that the sons of God began to mate with the daughters of men. Various forms of cohabitation. Maybe even with giants, we see in verse number 4 of Genesis chapter 6. This is the condition that you're dealing with here. Verse 5 says that there's wickedness. The wickedness of man was, Bible says, very great. And God says the intense, every thought of man's heart was only evil. Only evil. It was not just evil sometime. Every thought was only evil. God decided in verse 7, he said, you know what, I'm fed up, I'm disappointed, I'm going to destroy man, I'm going to destroy beast, I'm going to destroy creeping things, the insects, I'm even going to destroy the birds. So you better take two of them in the ark because I'm going to destroy the rest of them. I'm going to destroy, God decided to destroy everything. He said in verse 11 that the earth of chapter 6 is filled with violence. And God told Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. The end of it. I will destroy them. How am I going to do it? With the earth. Amen. That's how I'm going to do it. Amen. And we see in the book of Genesis that in spite of all that was going on, we find out that Enoch walked with God. Amen. Amen. It means the verb stem signifies to walk or to live for God. Amen. It denotes intimacy or fellowship. Are you walking in fellowship with God? Amen. Amen. What was the foundation of Enoch's, amen, walk with God? What was the foundation of Enoch's walk with God was his faith. That's what it was, his faith. Enoch walked, what made Enoch walk with God? Because he had faith in God. He believed God and he obeyed God. By faith, Abel walked right. He had the same sinful body that Cain had. God didn't like Abel more than Cain. Cain chose to walk with God. And so we see that Enoch did the same thing, and he did it by faith. Amen. Enoch, by faith, he walked with God. The Bible says, by faith, Enoch was translated. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. That word translated means changed. By faith, Enoch was changed that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. And before God had translated him, he had this testimony. He had, and that word testimony means report. He had this report. This is the report. This is the what was on the streets about Enoch, that he pleased God. Isn't that a good rumor to be flying around about you? He's not trying to please his wife. He's not trying to please his church. He's not trying to please his friend. He's not trying to please the politicians. Anybody here? Out of all the folk on the earth living that long, Enoch decided that he's going to please God. I may not please nobody else, but he had this report. He pleased God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He walked with God amid all of the pressure and all of the sins that are all around him going on. Enoch walked in the straight and narrow. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And the Bible says, because without faith it is impossible, Hebrews 11 and 6, to please him. You got to have faith in what God says is true. And without it is impossible to please him. Amen. And so this is what propped him up. This was his foundation. Underneath, the reason why he did right is because underneath him, he had faith in God. He believed what, that's why people don't do what God says. They don't believe what God says. They don't believe, they decide not to walk with God. And so therefore, lest I hold you too long, amen, it's good to have a good foundation underneath you. And that's what he was standing on. He was standing on faith. Amen. By faith, amen, Enoch was translated. He was changed. Enoch, the Bible tells us, when we look at the funeral, he didn't have one. Amen. He didn't need no insurance. He didn't need no burial plot. Amen. He didn't need no kind of policies. Now think about this. This is very critical. Do you believe that a man just absolutely just disappeared? Amen. That's what the Bible says. God can do it. God can do it. The Bible tells us, and you have to believe, there's no need to just go into church if you don't believe what the Bible is saying. You could be standing at home. Do you really believe this stuff? Do you really believe it? Amen. It's important because it's either true or false. And they don't need to waste your time here if it's false. But if it is true, then you need to accept all what it says. Everything that it says. I should have The fact is that when you look at another version, it says it was faith that kept Enoch from dying. Instead, he was taken up. That's that word, rapture, to God. And nobody could find him because God had taken him up. Incidentally, he did go up. He didn't go down. I want to go north. I don't want to go south. Enoch was taken up and he pleased God. Verse 6 says, no one can please God without faith. And whoever comes to him, to God, must have faith that God exists and that he rewards those who seek him. He is a rewarder of those who seek him. And apparently reconciliation with God, walking in fellowship with God, includes victory over death. Amen. Maybe things got so bad. Maybe this is not only talking about a foreshadowing of the rapture, but it's talking about the fate of Enoch. Maybe things had got so bad and so wicked until God just had to pull Enoch out of there. He said, look, you just come on home with me. This place is so full. Because after a while, we're going to get to it, Lord, with next week. Noah's going to get in the boat with just his family. That's all. Everybody else going to die. That world had gotten so wicked. Violence and all of the things that were going on till maybe God just took him on up. He did not have a funeral. He took a flight. And the Bible tells us in Matthew 24:36, no man knows the day or the hour of the rapture. Nobody knows. But I'm going to ask you this question. Do you believe it's going to happen? Don't answer too quick. Do you believe that it's going to happen one day? You have to answer that. That's important. Don't just sit up here and play like you believe it. Amen. Amen. No man knows the day nor the hour. Not even the angels. But my Father only, Jesus says. And the Bible says, as I draw to a close, in 1 Thessalonians 4, it says, I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who are asleep, starting at verse 13. 1 Thessalonians 4. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will he bring with him. God is going to bring with him those who are asleep in Jesus. He's going to bring with him those who are asleep in Jesus. It doesn't mean souls sleep, but they are asleep in Jesus. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If you die today, you're going to be with the Lord. Do you believe the Bible? I'm not going to ask you, do you believe me? He said, I don't want y'all to be ignorant. Amen. You know, black folk don't like to read. Amen. So they can, I guess I shouldn't have. I don't ruin my whole sermon. We need to be. I don't want you to be ignorant. Know what the Bible says. Don't just go on emotion. You got to have a foundation under you that you believe that's strong enough. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure that your anchor holds and grips a solid rock. Now, I'm not through, but I got to stop. Now, the truth of the matter is, he says, I don't want y'all to be ignorant, saints. God is going to bring them with him. The soul spirit comes back, unites with the body. And he says in verse number 16 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ are going to rise. Verse 17, then we which are alive, this is what the Bible says, and remain shall be caught up or raptured. The word means snatched up. Together in the clouds. We going in the clouds. We going up to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And he says, comfort one another with these words. I don't know when the flight's going to take place. I don't know when my flight's leaving. Do you know when your flight's leaving? I don't know when the flight's leaving. But I know that the future looks bright. Amen. It may be morning. It may be noon. It may be night. I don't know when. I don't know where. You may be at home. You may be at work. You may be at play. You may be at school. You may be on vacation. You may be in a worship service. Or you may be in a business meeting. Amen. I don't know when. I don't know where. It may come while you're driving. You might be eating, munching. Amen. Feeding your face. Watching television. In your recliner. Reading your Bible even. But you will one day be raptured. Amen. And if you miss me from singing down here, I haven't got a witness, then come on up to bright glory. I'll be singing up there. If you miss me from praying down there, come on, musicians. Amen. Amen. Come on up a little higher, because I soon will be done with the troubles of this world. We got to live so that we can leave. Tell your neighbor, I got to live so I can leave. But some people cheapen God's requirements. God has a standard, but there are some people who live so cheap until they're not going to make the rapture. Some people won't make the flight. Some people are going to miss the flight. Are you going to miss the flight? Are you going to make the flight? Have I got a witness? In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. You got to have the right faith. You got to have the right God. They had a lot of gods. They had a lot of religions. But I'm here to tell you that you got to have the right God. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but I wholly cling to Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, be very sure.